Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has...
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to Texas.
Call it out, Grudge Racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Byers, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension mustache. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beat race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6. 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Talk Show. How's everybody out there? A lot was going on this weekend, a lot of places, but most important, right here in the big state of Texas, and a lot of action going on down at Denton, Texas. You know, we're going to get to that. We're going to let some of the people come on and speak about that great event. Let some folks come on and talking about some upcoming events. But there was a lot of action going on. I heard a lot of stuff. And we want to try to talk about some of this stuff tonight, see what some of the folks think. So the topic tonight is going to be, we're all trying to get ready for these upcoming shows. And, hey, what can you say? The weekend Birdman knocks out three of them. Knocks out three of Texas' big-time back half cars. Got to take your hats off to Birdman. He came in the house and done his things. You know, with that said, you know, we're going to go to the lines, and I'm going to let Batman out there. You can push the one button, Batman, and we're going to let Batman come give a race report of some of the races that went down. So just to let you guys know, you're going to let, if there's some upcoming events, you can push the one button now. Come on and talk about your race. While I'm doing that, we all know April 6th, all roads lead to Texas. And it's going down. Just got another lock-in happen over on Willie Dawg show. Just to let you guys know, this lock-in just occurred. And that's Bad Boy, 901 Bad Boy from Memphis, Tennessee. Witt just locked in with Cinderella car for April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Lock in is 5 on 1,000 or better. G-Body 28 versus Witt Camaro on 28 to 275. So that just lock in just occurred. As you know, we got Hillbilly and Tony Bives going at it. We got Tinker and Undertaker. We got Tree Man, the Big Bad Bird Man, doing a rematch. We got Eric from Florida versus the Big Jake from Dallas. The Blind Eye Killer from Houston versus Eric again from Dallas. Just to let Eric know, because he's probably out there listening, I got their lockup money in my hand. So that race is going to go down. We got Big Sleepy right here out of Elgin, Texas, home of Austin, Texas, outside Cousins. Going down with Big D from Dallas. Here, Billy locked in. For you guys that don't know, I don't know if you saw it on DragRacingGossip.com. Here, Billy's locked in for big one. That's a big one. With Bar None. Great big lock in. 10 grand. They say they're going to make action. Got a lot of other guys coming. As y'all know, we're going to bring Big Tie Action to you. Me, Roy James, Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbug Drexler. We're going to line them Big Tie cars up. We're going to try to put on a show for you guys and see who's going to take the money home. Just as well as you know, we got a 490 class going on. Got a 580 class going on. We got a 7-0 class going on. So Houston, Texas, get ready. All roads lead to Texas. And as you know, just like what happened up there in Dallas, we always going to bring the king of feet in the house, King Arthur. As you know, he's going to race on feet. He took Zachary. If any of y'all know the young kid, Zachary, said he got to have his money back. King Arthur took his money up there in Denton. Zachary said the king got to come give him his action back at HMP. As y'all already know, when the boys come east, they always put on a show on feet. Then we get down in them automobiles. So sit back, enjoy the show. We're going to let Batman come on and give a race report. And any other, you have to have a race, want to give a report, come on. As you know, I believe we got one going on this weekend. And if Summer's on there, she can push the one button and tell what she got coming up this Saturday. There's a race I know is going on in Dallas, Texas Drudge Wars, followed by, as you know, April 6th. Then Atticat have his race tomorrow. I believe HCI have one same weekend, end of May, followed by Batman's race. I believe the middle of June. We let these guys come on, man. We're going to talk about some of these races. Just to let you guys know, Grudge is having a national one-year anniversary race going on weekend of the 18th to 19th in Montgomery, Alabama. If all can make it to that one-year anniversary, do so. Then we're doing the 4th of July weekend, Rockingham. We're doing a World Grudge Nationals. A lot of Texas teams I gathered up a lot of teams from many states. We going to the Rockingham, North Carolina. We will be having bus information. The guys that want to ride, catch the bus, go up there. That's the 5th and 6th of July, World Grudge Nationals. And, man, I'm telling you, things are finna heat up in the grudge game. So with that being said, Sharon, let's go to the line and let some other ones come on and talk about the upcoming event. A Batman give a race report. Push the one button.
Okay, Batman, if you're on the line, push the one button for me so I can see you. Tracy, I don't think he's on here yet. I will. With a couple of the other shows I've done, I've been having problems with the phone line, so I may or may not be able to get him on.
Okay, we'll see. I'll try to get him on.
You got a couple of hands up. I'll open up these mics first, and then after that, I'll go and see if I can get Batman on.
Okay, well, who we got out there? Open the mics up.
832-4856. Your mic is open.
I hear on 832-4856.
832-4856. Your mic is open.
It wasn't open. It just trying
it's
to
open.
Come open now.
It's open. I went to them a few minutes ago. They didn't answer me then either. Got one more.
Okay. Also call Spanky. I see Spanky trying to get on. Sam is fooling. Sam's fooling can't get in, so
I will try.
Okay.
In the meantime, 214-8346. Your mic is open.
Your mic is open. Okay, if you don't want to talk, just push the one button and take your hand down.
I'll get the trash out the car, and that's it. Right here.
Okay, either 214-8346 or 832-4856. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I've got to find somebody.
Mute their mic. Just mute their mic. They don't want to talk, so just mute their mic, and we'll go on. Let's try to see if you can get Batman on. I keep getting Texas here, so he wanted to come on and give a rage report.
Give me a second. Just keep talking. Give me a second, and I'll try to get both Batman and Frankie on.
Okay. If anybody out there, you got an upcoming show, and you want to come on and talk about it, push the one button. If you got a locked in race, you can push the one button and we can get started with this. We're going to try to talk about some things that happened this weekend. We're going to try to talk about some upcoming races. And like I said, hey, got to take your hats off. The Birdman crew, him and Penny, and the guys. Also take your hats off to Peanut for stepping up, giving them their race, and showing up racing. Peanut, Ricky, and Galen, hey, they did what they had to do. They just wasn't victorious that night, and that's, it is what it is. Take your hats off to Matt Jones with the and Jeff with the Jekyll and Hyde car. They came to do their thing. Trust me, from what I saw, I believe that race will happen again. The track was in pretty good shape up at Denton. I want to take your hats off to Gene. He had the track on kill. Guy was flying power. They was getting down the track. We raced to 2:00 in the morning. So we're gonna take your hats off to Gene up there at the Denton track. Track was on kill. Guy was up there trying to make action, having a good time. And that's what it's all about in the grudge game, guys. You know, we do this, we do it for fun and to try to make a little money doing it. And I have to say, we had a good time up there at Denton. So that's go off to everybody that came out and participated in that event and made the action. I don't want to give the story too much away. Batman probably got a good race cap on all the names of the guys who came. We always want to thank Tony Vines and his crew, primetime crew, for coming down, participating in the race, trying to make action. But think a lot can be said about that race, but like I say, once again, trying to give Batman a fair shake to come on and explain that to the grudge world. If anybody else want to come on and speak about that race, do so. I'm still getting calls from Batman right now, so Sharon, if you're trying to get him, he's actually trying to get in. I don't know if he can get in. We got a full show, so you're definitely going to have to call him because the show is definitely running full, and he keep texting me saying he's trying to get in. So with that being said, anybody else want to come speak about this weekend upcoming event, Dallas Raceway, do so. They ought to have a good race going on. I know that's Grudge Wars. I'm not sure if Summer's on here tonight. I don't want to leave nobody out that have a grudge race without giving them an opportunity to come on this show. But that's what this show is about. It's just people coming together, talk, try to work together, try to support each other races. And this show is a Grudge Inc. show for everybody to come on and speak about grudging and making action and supporting these events. That being said, we're going to wait a little while longer until then. If anybody else want to share a word or something before we get going real good, feel free to push the one button. If there's a question about anything you want to know or something that's going on, push the one button and let's talk about it. Trying to get Batman on, he's probably got a lot to say. We want to give these guys that are ready to speak right now, just push the one button and we'll give you opportunity to talk. Sharon, you there? I guess she's still not there, so we're going to keep on rolling. So I see Finney out here. Finney, I'm going to push you one button. I saw some, well, let me back up a little bit. I was reading the board, and I'm looking at the internet there, and Birdman grew in Finney, and I'm willing to take on any grudge back half in the USA. Any grudge back half out there can make it out here April 6th. Birdman Crew said, bring it on. They welcome you. They doing their thing. They hot right now. Hats got to go off to them. They said they ain't ducking nobody. Those guys done stepped up and done made some challenges to some top sportsmen / pro mods. And I told them, I'm not jumping on back-ass cars, but if you get in my face, we're going to have to do what we got to do. So I made sure that the Bird Crew know we'll get to do something. So that's how that go with me and the Bird Crew. I'm not jumping on a back-ass car. I'm just putting the information out there because the information came to me. That just shows the character of those guys. They don't care. They told me. They just want to race, and they know that's one bad bird. So, hey, what can you say? So, we're going to go to the lines, and I'm going to push somebody else. I see they want to talk and see what they got to say.
Right. What's going on?
It's 214-8346. Your mic is open. 214-8346. Your mic is open.
Hey, Trace.
What's going on?
What's up, man? I wanted to get some details on that race going down in Rockingham, man, the charter bus going from Dallas. What's up with that?
Well, we're waiting on Peanut, and we're going to put it out. We're going to have a charter bus leaving, and it's going to pick up people. I believe they're going to try to route it from Dallas, Houston, Austin, wherever they got people, they're going to try to be able to accommodate people and get them to Rockingham. Just stay tuned. Just keep tuning in to the show. Look on Facebook. Look on some of the websites. We're going to put the information out there. But if you know Peanut, hey, we're working on that as we speak. We just hadn't got all the details worked out with it, but we kind of do a package deal to where the money you pay will have your ride, the cost to get in the gate, and your hotel reservations. So, you know, we're just trying to see what the final package deal going to be, but I think it's going to be pretty reasonable, man, and we're trying to take as many people as we possibly can take from Texas going to North Carolina to show them how Texas do it, and we're going to go, and we're going to be together. We're going to support, and we're going to kick ass. That's just what we plan to do. We're going to go up there and let them know, hey, Texas has got a lot of cars, and we bring a lot of action, so just stay okay. tuned, man, and keep looking. How you doing out there? Who am I speaking with?
Man, this Boss from Dallas, man.
Boss? Okay. All right,
sure,
man.
I'm ready to go down there and show them how Dallas do it, represent the hometown, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, we want you to come. We want all the people. When we go to Rockingham, one thing that I hope and wish that we do, somebody out there sponsor us Texas, some Texas shirts, like we did when we went to Mississippi a couple of years ago. Man, it ain't nothing like it when you got a lot of your Texas folks in the house and everybody's seeing that you're proud and you representing your state. So that's something I'm hoping that we are able to do when we go to Rockingham, is to let the folks know up north Texas coming and we plan on representing, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, Tracy, man. That's for real.
Hello,
okay,
Tracy.
Man. We got this, Batman?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I've been kind of waiting on you, man, to come on, man, and let the fans know the Brewers World is excited about letting by all the races that went down up in Dallas, man. So, hey, this is your nickel, man. Do your thing.
Oh, man, they had a pretty good time Saturday, man. It's pretty good old racing, man. A lot of guys, a lot of people showed up, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, some of the cars that was a lock-in, you know, broke, you know, before they got a chance to race, you know. So, but, you know, that's how drag racing go, man. It's not like they didn't want to race, but, you know, just couldn't at the time, you know. That's how these cars go sometimes, man. You know, like I said, you can take them all the way to the dance floor. They're acting fools on the dance floor, so. You know how they go. But, man, I give my ass off to O'Brien, man. He did damn good this weekend, man. You know, he went, was it 3-0, I believe, matter of fact, this weekend. You know, like I said, I know he beat Galen them, and he beat Jeff and I them at the same time, man. You know, all that I can tell you this, man, you know, he was the baddest for that night. You know what I'm saying? You know, the next time they meet up, he may not be. But, you know, right now, he's the baddest right now, so. You got to get your ass off to him, you know. He had a couple other good races going on. He had Grudge from Houston, man. He came down here and hustled. He hustled pretty good, too, man. You know, you got to take your hat off to him, man. You know, he got a hustling game on real good, man. Won some races itself, man, you know. I think a lot of people underestimate that car, man. You know, I think that car run pretty good, man. So,
He ran 10.
Out of Dallas, Texas, with the Mustang, and he ran Dove with the red Camaro out of Dallas, Texas. So, and he gave both of them the back tires, which, you know, pretty good old race, man. You know, like I said, I think he kind of underestimated the car, man. But man, once again, man, you know, I give my ass off to him, man. I guarantee them boys to be back at him, you know, probably down on your race on April 6th, man. They try to make something happen, or they may leave him alone. You know, he might be a little bit too tough for him. You never know. But
I actually thought he gave that car the move.
Well, he did give him the move. If he didn't, that dog must have stole the move, one of the two. I know, like I said, it came down to it. You know, he came around to update. They had a few problems with his car. So, man, like I said, that's all part of racing, though. You know. In between that start line, that finish line, we all have problems. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. All that I can do is tell you, get back up there and try again if you think you'll be the first, you know. Because I know Jeff and Hyde, they'll be back at third, man. I know for a fact, I've seen them get married. They're going to be back. I think they're going to be married for a long time. I believe that, you know. So, and if everybody don't mean what I mean by married, I mean by they're going to be racing for a long time each other, so.
Yeah,
we're
gonna
find out.
When he left the line there, man, I tell you what, when they were coming through, I was coming down there a little past 3:30, man. When they were coming down there, man, just looking at it about 300 feet, anywhere between 3:30 and 450 feet, man, to me, look, just from what I look like, the high car was out front, man, and And it kind of shocked me, but boy, look here, Birdman recovered a little bit, and they came on for the win.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was, like I said, it was a good race, man. It was, I think a lot of people waited around just to see that race, man, you know. And like I said, it was a pretty good old weekend, man. You know, I believe, like I said, unfortunately, we couldn't get, you know, all the races, you know, the locked-in races that jumped off, man, you know, because the cars had broke. They did show up, that's for sure. And they just couldn't, you know, get out to the line and make a race, you know. But one thing I can see, I appreciate it from a lot of races, man, is that, you know, all the lock-in bets were paid off, you know. And, man, that's, man, you can't ask for no better than that, man. You know, like I said, my boys, Barnum, man, they got out there, they tried to do their little deal, man. But, unfortunately, things didn't go out the way they did, you know. They just started racing, you know, in the racing game. They've been in the racing game with the motorcycles. Ain't nothing doing with the cars now, so. Man, I get my ass off of them just as well, man, because like I said, they gentlemen, you know, they going to do what they got to do, man. They come to race, man. They going to be some pretty good competitors too, man, you know, here in the future, that's for sure. So we're going to find out, like I said, man, what's going on, man. Like I said, that was the first race of the year, you know, as far as the summer is concerned. You know, spring and summer is concerned, we got a lot, you know, more coming. So, man, like I said, if you don't throw up your car at one point in time, trust me, you got a lot of other events coming up, you know, so we're going to find out how it goes. You know, I had a locked-in race myself, but fortunately, the car was acting up. He couldn't make it, but you best believe, Mr. Will, if you got that listening, boy, I'm coming to get you. I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't like paying that lock-in bet out, but I will. But I'm going to come and get you, if you hear me. Trust me, I'm going to come and get you, buddy. You ain't got to worry about it. Me and you married, too, whether you know it or not. But, once again, man, we had a pretty good time, man. Like I said, Genie did a pretty good job up there at North Star, man. You know, as far as the cars is concerned, you know, cleaning up the track. I know a lot of people complain about the downtime, man, but a lot of people don't know that Warner's car all down the track pretty good, man. And my deal is, like I tell anybody, man, I'd rather for the track to be clean, man, than somebody hit that wall over somebody else's mess, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, with no wrecks or anything, and that's how the track is really winning, you know, because it wasn't any wrecks. So, you know, like I said, once again, it was a, good race, good meet. And like I said, we got another one coming up down here in Dallas this weekend. You know, you got some of them race in a Flagstaff race. They coming up, the Grudge Wars, they coming up next weekend. Well, this weekend, I'm sorry, at Dallas Raceway. So that would be a pretty good one. No, I'm going to try to make it just as well. But, yeah, man, it turned out pretty good, Trey.
Okay, man, well, that's good, man. I think we got Ben Lott was trying to get on and share. He said he wanted to say something. I think he wanted to say it to Batman. So, Ben Lott, if you have that question, one button, he wanted to talk.
Tracy, open up his mic. Open up his mic. When I call the people, it froze my screen, so I got to wait till my screen comes back up. Go ahead and open up his mic if you see it there.
Okay, let me get back over to see if this is him, man. He's texting me away trying to get on, say he wanted to say something. So we got the mother hand, so I just want to see, I believe what he wanted to talk about was had something to do with what Batman's saying. So, Ben Laden, if you're out there, push the one button again, man. I'm trying to see.
Tracy, refresh your screen. It should be, if he's got his hand up, it should be right there. That was one of the numbers we opened up earlier.
Okay, hold on. He's calling me again. Wow. He's trying to call me again on his phone right here. So, hey, y'all just be patient with me. He's got, just want to get in real buck. Talk for a second, Sharon. Talk for a second.
Batman, thank you. Y'all still on the line? Thank you.
Yes,
are you there? He's on 2346. He's on 2346.
Okay, I don't see him. I don't see him right now.
Okay, well let me get him. He 2346. Mike must have been open because I heard him talking. He's blowing my phone up. I want to see what he got to say. So. Just be patient with it. If you see Blind Eye Killer on there, that's phony on, so. But Teddy, we'll get him to just hang on, James. We'll get you and Teddy in. Let's open this mic right here. 682-6122, Funky Town. What's going on? 682.
Go to Jay Schaefer. Go to Jay Schaefer. Open Jay Schaefer's mic.
Man, this thing, boy, I tell you what, this thing is kind of tripping on me tonight. I don't even see Jay Schaefer, but
it's tripping on everybody, so it's not just
Hey, folks, if y'all can be patient with us tonight, we got some technical problems. We're trying to open some of these people's mic, and the screen is just not allowing us to open them up. We're trying to open them, and the screen is kind of hold on. I don't exactly see where you got Jay at. I'm seeing if I can open him.
214-7201. You see him?
7201?
Uh-huh, 214-7201.
Hold on, Jay. I'm trying to come down here. I need some good. Footage you had out there. It's not showing me Jay Schaefer's number. I'm looking at all these numbers right here. Boy, I tell you what, it picked a bad day for the screen to start. Okay, I see it right here. Just 214-7201. Jay, can you hear me?
Second, Tracy, to catch up with you. That's what it's been doing. It's been taking us just a minute to catch up.
Wow. I tell you what, it's kind of doing some funny stuff here when I go to click on it.
Hello?
Jay Schaefer, can you hear me?
Hey, Tracy, this is Lorenzo.
Hey, go ahead, Lorenzo.
I was just chiming in on the guy that was asking about the trip to North Carolina. I talked to Peanut a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me the price is probably going to be around $250 for round trip. That's including the room and entry fee to the track.
Yeah, we're trying to get some confirmation on that, so I know it will probably be anywhere between $250 and $300. We had a price, and we just want to make sure we have give a person a hard number, and that's why I really just didn't pick the price, because some of the hotels price changed on us a little bit, so we're having a meeting tomorrow night, so hopefully we'll have a little bit more detail, a little more hard number, but we're trying to keep the price anywhere between $250 and $300, so... I just don't want to just say exactly yet. Hopefully tomorrow we have a meeting tomorrow night.
Okay. All right.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, we just started getting an echo when Lorenzo started talking.
Lorenzo,
so Lorenzo, mute your phone for me, please.
I don't know about you, but my screen is doing some funny stuff.
It's not just you. I've got this Spanky. I was experiencing going through, you know, my technical difficulties. I've got Spanky on. Has Spanky said anything yet? His mic is open.
No, go ahead on. Hey, go ahead on, Spanky. Go ahead on top. We have some problems, so you know your mic is open. Go ahead on top.
Hey, I want to ask some questions about the hospitality up there, then. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as this lady at the gate and an officer that was on duty or whatever, security, I'm trying to find out, like, it ain't even about, you know, being grudge-friendly. It's just about, you know, respect of man-to-man or woman-to-man or whatever, you know, a paying customer. Like, we came to the gate, and this lady, like, I mean, the little short Spanish lady, Hispanic lady, she just goes off. She has no respect for nobody that's coming in the gate. I've seen her act real ugly towards me and several other people. Even an officer almost drawed his gun on one off-duty cop, you know, because the lady was putting up so much commotion, wouldn't let nobody say nothing, and then, you know, it caused a big racket, and so the officer come over, and the guy's like, man, what are you talking about? So the guy reached in his pocket to pull his money out, and the officer goes to saying, free, take your hands out your pockets, don't reach for your pockets, all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that's like, and that's real bad business, man. Really bad business.
Let me say this, Frankie, and I'm gonna say this just so you know. I understand. You know, I did hear some people say that they had some complaints about how they was being handled at the gate. I'm gonna say the best thing to do in a situation like that when you experience that kind of problem, just try to get past it. And as you did, don't cause any conversation. But I think the best thing to be done is to notify Dean. You know, I had the opportunity to meet Dean. He seemed like a pretty fair person. He seemed like a pretty approachable person. I mean, take those kind of complaints to the track owner and explain to him what's going on. And if you would have done it that night, you know, I'm not saying that they done it to a few more people, but I did hear two or three people make the similar complaints. Guys, in situations like that, just go on, get in, and take your complaint, you know, to the track owner. You know, it's his job and responsibility. He have those folk in place to handle all that. Those are his employees at that present time. So any complaint, man, don't try to cause the conversation at the gate. Just make sure you let the track owner know what's going on. And I'm quite sure just from meeting and talking to Dean that I believe he would go over and try to handle that situation, because I don't think that he want to put a bad mark on his track due to somebody that's not being professional at the gate, or the cops that they're not being, you know, racial friendly based on what the situation is. Give him opportunity to go over and try to discuss it. I just think that's the best approach to do. We wouldn't want to come on and try to bad snap the whole track behind something that individuals have done and actually employed that night. That's just my suggestion in trying to handle that problem. And hopefully it gets taken care of and we won't have that problem again.
Well, if he's on the line, I'll address it to him if he's on the line. I don't know if he'll come on or not. But honestly, Tracy, that's my second time to the track and my last. Because the very first time I went there, the last time for the girls event, this very same lady acted even worse the first time. This particular time, you know, she wanted me to drive through, you know, drive up and pay, which I had a trailer hooked to my truck, and I wasn't, you know, it was empty. I wasn't going to come through the gate because it was like a 42-foot trailer. So I'm like, okay, I'll just pull in the field and park way at the end. And she sent people down there trying to make me come through the gate, and I told her, I'm not going through the gate. I'll walk up there. Then it proceeded all into some other stuff about, well, I'm not going to be able to come in if I don't drive through.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if he's on the line, I'll address it to him. And it's, you know, just so happened, the other dude happened to be an off-duty cop that the security guy or whatever, the little sheriff dude was getting into it with. And he's like, look, man, I'm an off-duty cop. I'm not here to cause problems. I'm trying to pay to come in. And it was just, man, she was hell at the gate. She even gave some other little white guys and some Spanish guys, she gave them hell too.
Yeah. And again, man, I don't know if Dean's out there or anybody out there that can get Dean on the line. If you feel like it's something you need to address, you want to talk to him about, I think Dean, if he was out there or somebody had him online, you know, we would like to let him know the problems. Or if you want to, man, off the air, we can call him. You can address it to him. We don't want to try to put, you know, a negative impact on the guy's track. He's just trying to run business and get customers out there. And I'm quite sure he wanted people to be racial friendly in a respectable manner. And if he was being handled or treated in a way that you feel was unjust, just like I say again, meet Dean the first time. He seemed like a pretty standing up guy, man. I would address it to him first and give him an opportunity to try to straighten it out. So with that said, man, you know, Spanky, we gonna move on. But if someone got Dean on the phone, I don't have him. But if it's something you feel like that you need to address in front of everybody, I don't have a problem with it. If somebody else on here had that same concern, we would be sure to let Dean know and give Dean an opportunity to try to take care of it. And I think that's just the best way to handle it. Okay?
That's fine. Hey, Tracy, real quick. If those dudes from Houston come on, Mark or whoever them guys is, they got those four-wheelers down there, tell them I'm giving away a special when I come down there this on the 6th.
The guy from Houston, you got the guy from Houston, what they got?
They got some four wheelers. I think it was a dude, Turbo Mark them and whoever. Them boys.
Turbo Chris them. Turbo Chris, whoever. Hold on, I'm going to see if he's on here. You on here. Turbo Chris, if you're on here, push the water button.
I got an Easter special for him this year. So they were scared this time on getting something they can't turn down.
Turbo Chris, if you on here, push the one button, text me, and let me see that number, man, and we'll let Frank try to see if you want to lock in a race with you guys. So, Frankie, just hang around on the line, Frankie, and we're going to go to the next call, and we'll be sure to get Turbo Chris, somebody to contact him, and he'll come on with
right.
And talk to us.
All right.
Okay, Sharon, go to the next call, Sharon. That man fell off, and you can get him on, Sharon. Get him on, he fell
Tracy,
off.
Tracy, whenever I try to get somebody on the line, it totally freezes up my screen. So, I mean, I'll try in a minute, but...
Okay.
No guarantees with that.
Okay.
Thanks, you're my
help. That bad man want to get him on a three-way. Get him on a three-way. It might be quicker and faster because we have a problem with this screen tonight.
Jay Schaefer, is your mic open?
I don't know. Is it open? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, what's up, Jay? What's going on, man? I was just letting everybody know that the videos were shot that night and everything, and I was asked not to put them on until, I guess, a week later and all that kind of stuff, so... The videos are shot. I end up putting one on the board and everything. But as far as the rest of them, if you went down the track, I pretty much got you. So I'm just letting everybody know I did get all the matchups. I got some single runs too, but that's another 20 minutes of a video that I need to put on the internet and everything. So I'm letting everybody know I did get you. So just be patient. It's ready. I'm saying I was asked to wait. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, I hope your dad in Houston getting great shots and putting them out there, man. Cause hey, I see that one you got. That was a real good shot you got there.
Appreciate
the footage you got there, Bird Man, and the high car. You had a real good shot on that one. That just kind of showed the whole thing. So you're doing a good job.
I got the Bird Man and Galen, and I got the Bird Man the single passes also, and all that good stuff. So I even got when Jekyll and Hyde, they got up there and ran against each other.
Oh, yes, sir.
Also, so I got them too, so.
Yeah, that's good, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, man.
Appreciate it.
Not so bad to see the net.
Okay,
Dion, your mic is open. Dion, your mic is open.
Yeah, there's been Latin on the phone.
Go ahead.
What up, Dion?
I'm trying to see why... This dude Bushnell, this red motor, only thing he called out is a small block. Why he won't call out nobody with a red? Everybody with a red got to give him something. But with a small block, he called out the small block. But we got a small block, we want him. And he won't call us, though.
We can't ask for Bushnell, but if anybody got Bushnell's number, we'll try to get Bushnell a call and let him out there to the grudge worker. Bushnell did come down there and do his thing. Hey, in the grudge game, I guess it's about getting your man. And in case Bushnell come like, hey, they ran here, make a running, but we can get him on the phone with you, Ben Laden, and let you address that. Anybody got Ben Laden, they can pick him up on the three-way. We having technical problems trying to call at him. Somebody know how to call him. Get on, push the one button, we'll get you on, but she will try to get him in a second. The screen is just kind of tripping with us tonight, but we want to get your answer, Ben Laden.
Tracy, I don't have a good number for Bushnell.
That's right. I don't need the number I had last time that they gave me didn't work. So if anybody want to text me the number, there has been a lot of number, I do so. Or Ben Laden out there listening, we don't know he's listening. Come out the bushes, Ben Laden. You did your thing in front of everybody down there in Dallas. You got the grudge on there, and you definitely got your grudge on. My hats go off to you. You took on a win tonight, so we can't complain. A win is a win. Man, get up there and bet his money and lose, regardless of the circumstances. You did what you had to do to get that W, but you do have something in question that you won't run him. So,
we got a little small block 28 with no balls. We learned there to try him if he snatched the balls off head up, rat, and he can use every day he got.
Which car is this? What car is this?
With the blind eye killer, little small block Mustang, 28 with no balls.
So, y'all want to run him, and you say he's ducking you.
Yeah, he's been ducking.
For three months now.
Well, we definitely got to get some answers that Bin Laden, because the girls look awful good up there taking them two wins, and you trying to put him in a bucket, or he's just going out there trying to pick his races, which we all pick our races, and that's his job to pick his races, but we want the grub world to know that he's being challenged by Blind Eye Killer Crew with that small block Mustang, and he got a rat mode, and he ducking. So, hey, go ahead.
Tracy, make sure emphasize that it's 28 with no balls, and we landed to buck him head up. And he turned everything he got on. We don't want him to handicap himself with nothing. He can even pick the lane he wants. All we want him to do is run us.
Man, that man's a grudge racer, man. Somebody please get that number. Somebody please get the grudge on. The grudge just come off two victories. Somebody please get the grudge on and let him answer for himself. I can't answer for him, but I'm quite sure the grudge would like to know, because the grudge went down there and he looked like a king. He looked like a beast this weekend. I got to give it to you. He did his thing. He won the back tie, went around and gave the other the move and went around him. And then for y'all to come on a Monday, on a Tuesday night and say he's ducking, boy, the grudge, come to the table. Come to the table and defend yourself. Somebody help me get the grudge on. Okay, just hang on, Bill. We're going to see if we get him on and talk about that, because y'all trying to go down on his ass, and we got to hear the other side of the story, man.
All right.
Go to the next call, Sam.
Okay, right now my screen isn't showing any other hands up. I'm not going to close mic because of the board messing up. So if your mic is open and if you have talked before, that means that I'm just going to leave your mic open. Do me a favor and just mute your phone while you're not talking. That way we don't have a whole bunch of background noise.
I got a number here. I'm going to try to send it to you to try to get Bushnell on. I just received a text, so we're going to try to get him on because they want some answers to this. To try to get him on and to see what the deal on this. So I'm going to send it to you right now and do your best to try to get over there and call him and let him come on here and defend himself. So they're going down on it pretty hard. Okay, so we're going to go to the line then. We're going to talk something about what do y'all think. What do y'all think? I had an opportunity to speak with some guys on the East Coast about a car on the East Coast called a Beast. Now, the Beast did say he would run Birdman, but the stipulation was for him to come April 6th, and I told him, man, there ain't no way the man can come up there and run you April 6th for your show when he's down here to represent Texas and Texas' baddest back half at the April 6th All Roads Lead to Texas show. You know he got to give Tree Man that rematch back April 6th. They said to do their thing. And just to let you guys know, that race is changed a little bit. Tree Man is giving him the back tie again. If Birdman happened to get away, the Birdman say he's going to come back. And he going to give Tree Man that race heads up. So, man, yeah, we got to see how that's going to go. And it ought to be a very interesting race. So I know Tree Man definitely wants it back. He want to do his thing. And, hey, we'll see on that day. So, hey, with that said, man, I kind of want to go down here and say something to somebody on the Birdman crew that I see. I'm going to go and open their mic, man, because I'm quite sure right now they riding high, and you're supposed to. Hey, man, when you're a grudge racer, you're supposed to have that swag. You're supposed to have, you know, every great grudge racer likes what they're doing. At times, they're going to say a mouthful. Everybody not going to be happy about what you say. A smack talk is part of the grudge game, and Birdman them doing their thing right now, man. They I tell you what, it's not easy to go to a grudge race and knock off three heavy hitters. You know, Galen showing up racing Peanut and Ricky, them, that's a heavy hitter car. in the game. And then to follow it up and knock off Jeff and Matt Jones with the Dr. Jeff and Mr. Hyde all in the same night, man, that's saying a lot, man. So, you know, by no stretch, you can't take the Birdman them lightly. And if some people think they're being a little cocky or being a little chesty, so be it. They spent their money, they test their cost, they put in the work, and it's paying off. You only can take your ass off the guys like that, man. That's what makes this game what it is. You know, everybody want to feel good about a win. Let them do their thing. That just makes everybody shooting at them. So, hey, that being said, man, we're going to try to see if I can get Finney on the line here and let Finney say something to us about the weekend. I'm having problems over this mic. Finney, are you out there? I'm trying to get it. 832-7733. I'm having problems. I say when I say this board is acting funny, it's acting funny. So what I'm going to do right now, since I need to finish mic over, I'm going to go to the brother board here. They got Bushnell on the line, and I got to try to see if I get that number. I got him on the line right now. Push the one button. Brother board, push the one button. Y'all just bear with me. We had some problems with this board tonight, trying to get these people on. This thing is kind of acting real funny tonight. It's something that's out of our control. You know, when that happens, ain't nothing you can do but keep trying to work with it, so. I did have an open finish line. I'm going to go down here and try to open the brother board's mic. We got it. Got Bushnell on here. Let's see what we can do. And see if we can get some kind of answer for it. If your mic is open, you got something to say, just feel free to go ahead on tight. Go ahead on talk if your mic is open. Let's see what we got here. 832-9872. 832-9872. Bushnell, are you on the phone? Trying to open your mic. Bushnell, you on the phone? If your mic open, say something. My computer here is freezing up. You're doing some funny stuff here, and I'm clicking on your name, trying to get your mic to open. And push that. If you're on there, I'll open your mic. I mean, if you're on there, push the one. We're having some problem with this screen right now, I tell you, man. I tell you, this thing is doing some funny stuff. I hadn't seen it do what it's doing tonight. Just something that's out of our control right now, so. Ball. 8346, you got something to say? Boss, you got something to say? Jay Shaver, talk to the folks a little bit while I try to do something. Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Talk to the folks. I'm trying to experience something with this screen and do some crazy stuff. Talk to the folks a little bit.
All right. Well, everybody, if they want to look at some videos or whatever, what I got up going on around the DFW, they can just go to www.youtube.com/JShaver16. I see they done put the Birdman and Hyde video up on Hot Rock Gossip on board and everything. It's on Batman's board. Like I said, if y'all want all the video of anything that y'all see or whatever y'all want or whatever, if anybody want to request a DVD of this event, it can be done. Just let me know. It's pretty much that's what's going on right now. So with me. So.
Okay, Funky Town, you still out there, Funky Town? Funky Town, you still out there? I guess you can't hear me. Lorenzo. I guess you must be on mute, man. This thing is doing some crazy stuff. Hold on, I see. I see Bushnell out there. I'm just trying to get this mic to open up, and it's giving me some problems here. Give me some problems. Let me get him on call.
Tracy,
yeah.
What you're seeing is not him on. What you're seeing is when I was trying to call him. He's not on. He didn't answer.
No, he's on. He's on. He's on. He's on the Butterboy phone. He's on at 9872. I'm getting texts. They definitely on because they keep telling me they're pushing the one. He's at 9872. My screen is just spinning, and it wouldn't open. But he's on the line. He's on the Butterboy's phone.
Okay. I was just saying he didn't answer on the line that I have.
Oh, he's out there. Just my screen is spinning. So if you can get that 832-9872, that's him. You try.
It's not on my screen.
Hold on, boy. I can't believe all this.
I'm going to tell her to call you back, Bush. If your phone clicks with a strange number, it's going to be her.
Hey, brother boy.
Yeah.
What's going on? Your mic over, man. You're live right now. You're live. You got Bush there right there?
Yeah, he right there.
Hey, okay. Well, hold on. Bush, now, how you doing, man? Congratulations to you. Two victory, man. You did your thing this weekend.
I appreciate that, Doc.
We got somebody want to holler at you, man. Hey, Bin Laden, you got him. He's on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bin Laden.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Bin. Go ahead. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, man, you know, you've been ducking the blind eye killer for all this time, man. You picking your little race a little too close, man. We want to try you. Give up action.
What y'all want to do? Same, what y'all been wanting to do, what y'all been trying with me? Y'all said y'all been having problems. I don't even know what y'all got. What's that over there? I still got my same shit, man. Just changed up a little bit, but I got my same shit.
We ain't worried about what you got. We want to try you.
Yeah, but what y'all got over there? Smile block, red, or what y'all got? I don't know what you got. You know, what I'm supposed to just try something, I don't know what you got.
It's a small block. We know you ain't going to run a rat, so it's a small block.
Man, you don't know what I'm going to do, man. I do whatever. I can get way more than you since you've ever been doing whatever you're doing, bro. So we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, don't even try it, man. You ain't going to bet no money, and you ain't going to run nobody.
Who cares about what I'm going to bet, man? Who cares about you worrying about what somebody going to bet? Who cares about that? I don't hate for a living, man. Yeah.
I ain't getting on here to do all that capping, man.
You don't want capping, nigga. You don't want capping.
I tell you what,
bring it to HMP on Saturday. We can do it whatever you, little Mustang, what you talking about, with Jane Driver, whoever y'all got over there, since he running around and thinking I'm scared of him or whoever, whatnot. Yeah, put him on the wheel and all that, and I'll run him head up. Or that's a Mustang, that's what you talking about.
Listen, be there April 6th, and you want to run the car. You want to pick the driver, too, or you just want to run the car?
Hey, I want to run him since he's thinking that YouTube, since you can't drive either YouTube, you are him. Any one of y'all. Between y'all two, I want to run y'all. That's what I want to do. I want to run y'all.
Okay. You want to run my car in, Bushnell?
I want to run y'all. I want to run you drive and James. That's what I want to run.
No, that ain't what I actually. I said you want to run my car in April 6th?
You heard what I said. I want you to drive. I don't care what car you got, as long as you drive.
Listen, I'm going to drive.
I don't care what car you bring. Oh, well, I won't run the car unless you drive.
Listen, I'm asking you a question. I'm going to drive.
I want to run that green Mustang with James driving it. Like, you know, since he said I was scared of a duck and them dogs and that. And whatever, you get your car together and whatnot, and you drive it. That's what I want to do.
Can we lock that in right now for something?
Yeah, what I said. That's what I want you to do. If you drive, yeah, we can lock that in. Got it?
I don't have a problem with driving my car.
Okay, yeah, we can lock that in.
Because I know, one thing I know, you can't run it no matter what. I didn't show you that before.
Well, you just asked what you want me to do. I say you said lock it in. So, okay, I'm locking in with you driving. So, that's like we done got that understood on that one.
All right.
Now, what's the deal on the little Mustang?
Now, that's what I want to know. You want to lock in with the Mustang, too?
Yeah, I want to run the Mustang, too. You said both of them smile. And you said it was small block or whatever. I ain't going to run no rat and all that.
No, the Mustang's small block. My car ain't. My car's a rat.
Well, yours, you already said you're going to do yours, Bin Laden. You said you're going to you not care what you driving. Okay, that's a done deal on that. We can do that. Okay, yeah, I want that thing too. But I want to run it with James one thing, and I've been scared of it with now. I've just been having problems, man. I got all my bugs out of my car, you know what I'm saying? So it's running good now, so it's time to get me. Hey, Terminal, I apologize about that, man. It's the first time I've ever been on any kind of talk show, man, because, you know, I'm sorry about that, man.
Hey, no, man, you can say what you want to on him. We cool. We just try to refrain from using that eating word. You know, we want
right, okay,
to
okay, keep it out of it.
Yeah, glad to have you to the show, man. The show is about brewers, about making action, people coming on, doing what y'all are doing right now, trying to find some kind of compromise to make action at the track. So appreciate you coming on, tuning in every Tuesday, man, and shoot at your man who you want to get. It's what it's about. So keep on going, man. Y'all try to work it out.
Do y'all got that green car ready, the Mustang ready? Because I can run him this Saturday. You know, you can see my car running good.
They'll be ready for April 6th.
Okay, well, I can lock you in with your deal, and we ain't going to talk about this since I can't talk to them about their car. I can talk to you about your car. You say I'm going to run you April the 6th, right? I'm going to lock you in on that, run you, right?
Yeah, you run me April the 6th.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up then. That's what's up.
But now listen, let me explain something to you. We're not coming up there with all this old begging. We ain't coming up there with no Instagram. We're going to go off the tree. And we're going to come with some cash.
Oh, you just versus me. You ain't going to do nothing for I, you know, with you. That's like, that's, I ain't
that's,
worried
that's
about.
That's what I'm talking
you
about.
You ain't going to do nothing on that. So I ain't, you ain't no, you know, feel you with that because I don't know. You might read it. I don't know what you might do.
That's
you might
do
a foot break. They don't tell you what you might do. You might think you can foot break and get away. Ain't no telling
that's
about
what I'm
going
to do. I'm going to foot break it. I'm not going to trans break. I'm going to foot break it. Anybody know me, they're going to tell you I'm going to foot break it. Anybody know me. No, I'm a
footbreaker. Well, that's what's up, man. Well, we can do that. We can do that April 6th on you.
Okay, well, listen, now, like I say, we ain't going to do that little small change you bet in the desert at $400 and $600. We ain't going to do that.
Hey, man, you don't know what I bet. That's what them people have, man. You know, we'll quit counting people pocket.
Right,
like, you know what you sound like, man? You know what you sound like, man? I see you run people for $300 at the track, so I'm trying to count Ben Laden. You know, I see you at the track You wearing DeWine for $300 one night, man. Don't try to tell me nothing about nothing on a slow night, man. Don't try to tell me nothing. DeWine, man. DeWine Lightning, man. You wearing that man for $300 one night, man. I ain't never had nobody for $300 in my life.
You got me messing up.
So
I didn't run
I offer $500 to $600 to $1,000, man. So what you, why you worried about what I'm a bet anyway? It's my ass? Yeah, why you worried about it? But at the same time, I'm trying to get in say nothing about no limit. I know what I run for $500 or $600. So at the same time, I like you say, you know, I done seen you out there running for $300, man. You ran the White Lightning one night for $300, man.
You ain't never seen me running for $300.
Yeah, whatever, man. But anyway. Yeah, they don't care about some money thing. Nobody care about no money, man. I'm out here getting money now. I'm in Louisiana. I'm not getting money working. I drive no race,
huh? I understand that, brother.
It's a done deal on you. I don't care if you got old W's or whatever you got. As long as you driving, I'm running you. I don't care what you bring up. You got 30 ones on, I'll probably try you. I don't care what you driving.
28.
I'll be on
28.
Yeah, I know you can't
drive. The truck driving, nigga. Get the money.
Hey, you and Jay ain't with no driving ass can't drive. He's a no driver, too.
I'm a truck driving, nigga.
Yeah, he's a no driving too.
But I told him. See, you scared of Troy?
Y'all can put Big Boy in there, he can drive.
No, I got the money, nigga. You know, I ain't gonna do no.
Yeah, he can put, y'all can put Big Boy in there, he can drive. Y'all know who Big Boy is. Y'all can put him in there, he can drive too.
Hey, I'm the money. Yeah. I ain't gonna do no driving. But I got
Troy. Oh, okay. Well, they can put all of them in there. Yeah, ain't none of three of them in no better than me when it comes down to driving. I probably have to drive all three of them.
What about Troy? You still ain't talking about my driver that's going to drive that motherfucker though.
Yeah, well.
Well, I know.
Well, I won't beat you.
Beat my car. Take my money. That's what you do.
Yeah. Tell me about how much that I kill. Because I kill you there and talking about how I run for $500, I run for the money. So what is my ass?
Take that
hard-ass motorbike,
too. Who you
borrowed
it from, man?
Yeah, so what is mine? Yeah, it's mine.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah. And, you know, anyway, I don't know. Y'all trip me out with all that trying to talk about this and try to talk. I don't care about what none of y'all got, man. Nothing, period. Never did, never will.
And right now for the season.
Yeah, so that really don't mean that, you know, y'all really make me laugh when y'all go to talk about all that kind of stuff. I'll be like, man, I don't care nothing about nothing what y'all got. Nothing.
Well,
nobody else.
Right,
I care about what I got. I lost some what you driving, D.R. So, Will.
I don't know, driver, so that's not the bitch. That's not the pussy.
Oh, okay. Well, I ain't lock no money if you ain't driving today.
Well, say you don't want
to money. I lock some money if you driving.
I'm down your motherfucking ass. You know that. I lock
some money if you driving, Dion. Yeah, I lock some money if you driving.
He done locked another $10,000.
Trace.
That car that was on that trailer balloon.
Go ahead. I'm asking you. You can move it out.
Go ahead. That car that was on that trailer that was blew up. And then never picked up trailer that was parked beside us. And while I was on the line, you said.
Somebody
needs to mute their mic. Hold on, we're talking to Bushnell and Dion
right now.
About what they said, like I said, no money, none of that. I'll be losing some sleep. I'm thinking about because they say something about that. I'm talking about I got this and got that, somebody shit and all that. Man, that shit, that'd be so funny to me, man, when they say that. I'll be laughing inside every time I hear them say whatever they say.
You know, I don't know, drive.
Man. Oh, man. Yeah, but anyway, big boy, I'll try you, man. Yeah, I'll try you, you little Mustang. With your little 28,
yeah,
I'll try you.
Y'all don't have no agreement. Y'all
have
with a certain driver. Y'all
stuck between the drivers. They're going to be a certain driver with them cats, man. Bill Lyon and Dion, it's a certain driver with them cats with me, man. Really, it is.
Open up your eyes,
buddy.
We told you before you called him. That nigga don't want to see me, man. I'm that nigga nightmare. He picked up a bullshit-ass smile block. I run that bullshit-ass rat head up. He don't want to come up and embarrass his motherfucking ass.
I'll tell you what, Dion. All right, if your boy run me with it, he good on tree. I ain't that good on tree. That's why sometimes I can put that. Tell me, dog. You can put that in there, man. It's brother race, tell me, dog. Hey, tell me, dog. You can put that in there. It's brother race, man. You can make your own rules as long as you get it understood. You know that, man. It's a such thing. It's a
rule,
man. So I don't want to get us on the street, but check this idea. If you come up there on them 28s and no balls, you know, smile block, you can put your drive in there and let him drive, man. We got to run on Instagram, though, man. I'll run you.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You put stipulations. Run around. I'll run that car.
You don't got to get in there, big boy. I ain't, you know, so
like
I'll run it. But I would like to run you and beat you in land, so I would like to do that.
National radio. You can't fuck. You can't see that little bit of motherfucker with some little bit of tires on there. That's all.
Hey, Dion, I'm here on 28. I just told you we can do it, Dion, with you driving now.
We've
got to run on Instagram, man.
You rap on a wheelie, boys, and you want Jesus in the jugs with a stopper, man. What the fuck you mean? You scary, man. You better keep people on the little butt face. I'm off the mic, man.
I told you I wanted to call.
It's
fall back, man.
I told you that. You down there in Dallas.
How are we going to do that first, Dion?
He's been ducking me for 3 months. Every time I see him, I'm testing, man. I'm testing.
I don't have a problem. I have problems, man. I ain't going to run my car. My car ain't running the number, man. I can't do that, man. If my shit ain't running,
it ain't running, man. I might watch you move that red slow motherfucker. I might just do that to put on the show. Then what?
You do what now?
I might watch you move. What? I said I might watch you move. You?
You going to watch me move on what?
With your car and my car. I'm going to take my drive.
Dion.
I might just watch you move and embarrass you on the seat. Because you got a pure deep motherfucking fake.
Hey, check this out. Put your drive in there, man. I'll run that little car, man. Y'all, that's how y'all want to run your head up, so let's go and do it. So, I mean, put your good drive in there, and I'll run your head up.
Man,
that you put them in there, but I already told you how we going to rust, because I ain't good on no tree and everything. I know Trump put a kill on that tree, so, I mean, you know, I can't, I ain't going to take that chance. I really just, if you're going to beat me, I'll let him beat me to the end.
Arrest somebody, he's getting a small black of the tree.
Wait, right, how y'all going to do it? What difference does it make? They all run, man. It don't make no difference because it's a small block. They all run. But how we gonna do the race at 30?
Hey,
everybody
wanna
talk
on the mic. Listen, I see you in the streets, man. Somebody doesn't want to talk, man. We blow it out there. I don't even do this. I know you. I told Tracy, we appreciate you doing that for Houston, but back home, you mine, nigga. You duck me. You look the other way.
Well, all I can say, man, you talk to me whatever, it don't matter what you talk to me, I still run that car, so, I mean, you know, I run it with your good driver, so that's that, man. You know, that's case closed on that. I told you put your good driver in there. There it is. I'll run it.
Yeah. All right, I guess we have to see what happened on that one.
What happened?
I guess we got to see. I mean, you know, y'all hadn't came to no certain locked agreement on trying to make action. I mean, the last you seen when you were running, but you still got a condition and don't look like they agreed on the condition. So, you know, I guess you got to work on it and see what happens.
Yeah, because, I mean, I run the car, man, but I'm the driver. I ain't good on the tree, Tommy. And at the same time, you know, it's just that I ain't gonna take a chance on that. You know, I really feel me. If they're going to beat me, I really feel me to beat me at the finish line down there. I don't want to lose
the
lead on the ticket.
You got a rat.
I've been as a rat, DL, so what difference does it make?
I'm saying, if you ain't good on the tree, it's like you watching me move, run around. You ran around the balls in Dallas. You know you can't run me head up. I might watch you move. I tell him I'm gonna think about it. Talk to my driver. We might just put on the show. I'm gonna watch you move. Well, you can retire that motherfucker.
No, I ain't gonna never do that, DM. I'm gonna do that till I die. Yeah, I'm gonna drive the race cars till I die, man. So I mean, that's that. Yeah, I ain't. You know, I'm gonna be doing that, man. That's all I'm gonna do. That's all I do. Is that? I can't wait till the weekends and weekdays and get to them tracks and all that and get all of that. I can't. I'll be waiting on that, man. Yeah, I'll be waiting on all that every time.
Take some more calls, man. Y'all can take some more calls, man. We do talk. We just gonna listen.
Okay, let me see, Butterboy, you on the phone, Butterboy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
But is Butterboy on there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he on there. I had somebody want to call, try to lock him in. Well, I thought, Rick, if you have to push the one button. Rick, if you have to push the one button. Push the one button. Rick, if you have to, you want to talk to the brother boys about locking in the race for April the 6th. Sam, do you see Rick? 265-1060. 265-1060.
No.
Rick, if you have to.
Okay.
Ricky,
469-4445, your mic is open.
No, I guess you're looking for another Ricky.
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for Rick. Rick with the blue Camaro. He wanted to talk to the brother boys by locking in for the 6. I think it's 265-1060. If not, if he didn't get off on the show with Fool, he wanted me to try to call him. I think, you know, I don't know. He ain't going to be able to get in because we got a full show here, so he won't get on it. Your line is still acting up?
I don't see that number, Tracy.
Is your line still acting up where you can't call out?
I won't know until I try to call out.
Okay, try to call. You got Rick's number?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, try to call Rick because he said he couldn't get in and call and he wanted to try to see if he could come in some kind of agreement with the brother boy. Brother boy, you still on Bushnell's phone? Bushnell, are you on there with you?
I'm still on the phone.
Okay, is the brother boy on there with you?
What you say?
Is the brother boy on with you, too? You on
his
phone?
I was on his phone.
I see you on his phone? What's there?
That number just dropped off. No, that number just dropped off.
It just dropped off. He probably tried to click over because the butler boy was calling him. He said Bushnell was on his phone. He must click him in off. Well, I don't know if he'd get back in. So if you can call butler boy, that way
you can get him on, but try to get Rick on first. So we're gonna go to the line and I'm old Ricky. You got something? Let's see what Ricky got to say. Hold on, I'm open Ricky up. Four six nine, 4445 Ricky.
Oh, no, hey, I had raised my hand because I thought you were looking for me. But hey, is Birdman on? Any on anybody?
Yeah, Birdman. Yeah, Finn is on him. Let's see, was on there. Let me see. Finn is on there. Let me see if I can go open the mic. If he ain't dropped out, man, this show been acting crazy with this screen tonight. We've been having a lot of problems. I'm trying to open Finn's mic a while ago. Let me see if I still see him. He might have failed.
Well, no, I was just gonna take, you know, congratulate those guys. Man, they came up here and put in work. You know, I mean, that's just a good show they put on up here. I know a lot of people didn't like it. I mean, I didn't like it, but I mean, hey, they did what they supposed to do. So I just want to, you know, tip my hat to those guys. You know, they took our belt, but at some point we'll be looking for it.
Yeah, I mean, as we say, man, they came up there and they did a big task. I mean, to come up there to win, tell people it ain't easy to go out there and win 3-1 night. It just sounds special.
It wasn't, he ain't beat no slouches either. It wasn't no 3 slouches he beat either. So, I mean, hey, you know, people say what they want to say about them, but hey, they did their thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they definitely did their thing. So, hey, you know, like I say, until I might knock him out, you know.
What kind of cars that the Butler Boys have, Tracy?
Butler Boys had that, it was a fiber, real clean blue fiber that was down there. You see it? It's a chassis car. It's almost the color of y'all. You'll get the car y'all got confused with that one if you don't look at them too close.
It's a chassis car, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, they showed at my uncle, too. They showed at the Stolen Oval.
They what?
I said they showed trying to get at the Stolen Oval.
Oh, what?
I guess they had a race about 4 or 5 years ago. Tony got around them, and they got this new car. They said they want their money back, but, you know, Tony, that's a backhand, so... I guess they might have to just count that as money gone now. He ain't going to run that car.
You know,
Tony got an old school back, a true old school back half car, so he really can't, you know, get with that chassis car, so, you know.
Well, I got somebody want to try to lock him in for the 6, man. Rick got a Camaro. He want to try to lock him in for a little something for the 6, so I'm trying to get Rick on the phone. And trying to get Butler Boy, his phone dropped, he was on there, trying to get him back on and see if we get this locked in for the 6. So, anybody else want to lock in a race, push the 1 button.
Let me mute my mic while you try to get that situated.
Okay, just go on mute. If you want to talk, push the 1 button. You got something you got to say. If you said something already and your mic is not open, push the 1 button and take your hand down and push it again. It'll bring you back up to the top. And we'll know that you want to speak again. If your mic was open, you can start talking, and we'll get you on. Your mic is already up. Let me go down here and see what Glassman got to say. Quite sure he always has something to say, so we're going to give him an opportunity to speak. We saw him down in Dallas this weekend. 832-6696, Glassman, what's going on? 832-6696, Glassman, what's happening? Glassman must not be paying attention down here, so let me go back and mute his mic. Sharon, did you get 832-6696, Glassman, you saying something?
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man? Tell me what you think. What's on your...
Well, I haven't really said too much. You know, my car's been down. You know, it should be back. Should be back together. You know, Monday or Tuesday. So, we tried to get something locked in with Tony Bynes this weekend, but no go on that. You know, a little Red Riding Hood, that red truck, and
maybe 7-up again, you know. But, you know, you got anything on your mind, you got any suggestions, just let me know.
Is that right? Okay, I had Rick was trying to call me, trying to get in with the brother boy, so we're going to have to give him a call as soon as she come out the private room. Last man, you what you got set up with Tony, what do you say?
No, I said I was trying to set something up with Tony, you know, try to give him his get back race or whatever the hell he calls it, you know. But, you know, no luck, you know, so, you know, I don't know if... you know, if he's just down or, you know, if he's going to have it back ready, you know, by, you know, March 6th or April 6th. But I would like to try to run him again. You know, I can run him a true 28 snow bars.
You want to get Tony? So you want to get Tony on the phone? You want to try to get them on the phone?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Sharon, I'll try to get Tony on the phone. Rick just called me, and we'll try to get him. I'm going to text you Rick and them again. At the meantime, try to get Tony Byers on there.
I'm sorry, Tracy. I was in the private room, and all I heard was on here.
Okay, try to get Tony Byers on here. Rick just called me, so I'm going to send you another number for him. But try to get Tony Byers on here right now. Then we'll try to get Rick on. So, Glassman, you ready? Glassman?
Yep.
Glassman, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know what you think about 901 Bad Boy. They came on here and locked in on another show today for April 6th. So just to let you know, they're coming down here with the King Cone car and the Predator. I don't know what you think about those two cars, or you know somebody. You know, they coming
honestly,
down here.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen those cars.
The Predator was here last year. It was that Mustang out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Camaro.
No, I hadn't seen that one.
You hadn't seen that? Okay, then
was it a rat motor or a small block?
No, I think they're big block cars. I do think they're big block cars. Yeah,
yeah,
I think they're big block.
Yeah, I might stay in my own league.
Predator's Camaro, isn't it, Trace?
The Predator is a Camaro, and King Kong is a Mustang. They locked in with some. Who is the Cinderella guy? Cinderella. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ride motor cars, I believe. I was just letting you know. I know y'all got their Mustangs and y'all be trying to go with people. I was just letting you know that they did lock in tonight and they coming down here.
Hey, Trace.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Ricky. Hey, why y'all trying to get Tony and them on? Did y'all address the race between Zach and King yet?
Yeah, I explained to the folks. King's supposed to came on here tonight. Zachary posted on the internet that King Arthur got his money on a foot race, and he definitely wanted to get some get back April 6th in Houston.
That wasn't his money. That was my money.
Oh, it was Glassman. That was your money?
Yeah, that was my money.
Well, Zachary,
hey, how old is King? Hey, how old is King?
King's 61 years old. King is 61 years old, and he's running a 20-year-old guy.
Hey, Glassman, your money is gone. He shouldn't even get a comeback. Right? He shouldn't get no get back. Yeah, I wouldn't even show my face track no more. Hey, and I saw Zach running around. I recognized who he was because he had hit me up once before on Facebook or something. That dude had on running shoes, he had on some spandex and a running shirt. I was like, oh, man, dude, he's putting in work today and got knocked off. Man, he needs not to come back out there trying to race King no more.
Well, I talked to King yesterday, and King said he's definitely going to be there. He said, you know him, if he ain't got his car there, you know one thing for sure, he's going to make a race some kind of way, even if he got to be on his feet. King even said, man, you know what, Eli, I have to come up with a feet race bill to make action, because every time I go somewhere, some of these youngsters be going to try me on my feet, and I'm going to break some of them up. So, I don't know, Glassman, he got your money, so I guess, trust me, some kind of way. King said he's coming to do it again, so look out for him April 6th when he's in the house. Everybody know he's in the house, so he's going to bring and make action on his feet. That's what he got to do for a 60-year-old man. Hey, you got to take your ass off for him. He,
he gonna try you. He gonna try you. So
King is about 20-1, ain't he? He ain't lost nothing but like one race, so I can see.
Last few races, he probably about three that I can think of. We went to South Carolina. He lost to Buddy Blow, and he lost to Tony and Cowboy. But then he beat that youngster Zachary. He beat Chucky. He also beat Chucky at a couple of grand at that race. And he didn't run that girl, did he? That girl ran somebody else, did he?
I can't remember.
I think the girl ran Hot Shot. The girl ran Hot Shot. So all in all, man, you got to think about it. It's probably been about $5,000 them been running at them races that they ran just on feast. So, hey, man, the guys betting money. They ain't like they out there running for $25. They running for, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500. Cowboy then ran two races for $1,000 apiece. So, man, making that.
Pretty man got somebody out of Dallas for a little bit of money, too. I can't remember what the cat name is. He got somebody out of Dallas for a little bit.
Yeah, it was 3 foot races down there for a good little piece of change, you know. Hey, so hey, man, guys, a race is a race. So hey, you know, it always said, hey, make action. So those guys got to start it that way. Hats off to them. So they gonna do what they do, man. But let's see if we get Rick on the line, Butler Boy. Butler Boy, you back on here? I don't see him. Sharon, you got Rick?
No, Tracy. It took me the whole time to try to get Tony on the phone because when I call a number, what it's doing, sometimes it'll tell me, and I know I have a good number, it'll tell me that I've reached a non-working number. Like with Tony, it told me that three times.
Tony, you on?
I finally got Tony, but Tony's at the auction. He's got a lot of background noise. He's going to... Mm-hmm. As soon as he's got two cars he's trying to load up, as soon as he gets those cars loaded up, he'll call the show. If he can't get the show, he'll text me or you to get back on. Hold on, and I'll see what I can do with Rick.
Yeah, because he keeps texting me. So, Brother Boys, if you're out there, text me again because I don't see your number, and I'm going to have a guy on that want to lock in with you. Okay, go ahead on, Ricky.
While I'm trying to do that, King, your mic is open.
What's up?
Hey, man, what's going on, Grudge World? I've been off the net, man, for about, you know, 2 or 3 months, man. You know, give somebody else a chance to talk. They say that's all I do is talk. I just want y'all to know sometime I listen. You tell Glass Man his money is not gone. I will come to his house and raise him every day of the week, anytime. He's 34 years old. He half my age, and he put a youngster on me. He ought to be shame. But I told Glass Man I would run him. He half my age. He told me he gonna run my car. And guess what? I'm going to bust his ass in my car, too. Watch. He done got his ass out of line. If you really want to know something, you better try to stick to this speed race because you ain't got nothing coming in that slow-ass car you got. And don't be hollering, what I got, talking about he'll run that rail and he'll do this. You ain't going to do nothing what you did last night, try to get somebody to beat me. And okay. Guess what? Listen. I call the talk. Let me tell you something. Birdman is my hour right now. I got my eye on his ass 17 different ways. I told my wife before I left, I should get that bird ass my motherfucking self. But he's running real good. I think I'm likely to send some more guns at him. But Birdman line to get his ass beat three times like he won three times. And I'm trying to get everybody in the nation to come, not because I want Birdman ass beat, is that he's a good man, and he need a good ass whooping with that belt he got. Now, what you got to say about that? And tell that little youngster stay in his lane, because he in an old man's lane. He's young and dumb, and he might be full of that other stuff. I don't know. But I'm going to crack him every race he be at. And I want your money every time we bet, Glassman. Do you hear me? And how y'all let an old man like me outrun these little youngsters? And guess what? Anybody, this go for the nation. Anybody let me lead. You know, just let an old man lead. Cause I used to run head up with everybody, but I done got old and I can't just take off like Nikers no more. If you let me lead, I'm going to try. And you bring a 30-year-old man older than me, I let him lead. Is that fair, Glass Man?
Oh, that's fair.
That's right. If you bring a 91-year-old man, I'm going to let his old ass lead.
Yeah, next time, man, we can't wait race for no 10-foot.
Well, I ain't got one of them little portable accident tanks.
Listen.
A young son was going to outrun me 2 feet. But look here, I run your ass away you want to run. You have his age, right?
I know better than to fuck with you.
Oh, well, you learn it.
I'm sure you had a lot of practice.
Yeah. Now, you got me on nothing. But I ain't ran, and you might think I'm lying. I don't even go to the track, don't play basketball, don't do nothing. Only time I run is when I come to the track. And that's the gospel. It's just you can't teach old dog new tricks. Hey, Tracy, I appreciate y'all letting me get on here. But look here, I got one more thing that I need to say. I need to do a little shout-out. I listened at the show. I've been going to school at night to try to better myself. And I want it to be a surprise when I get my certificate, so I'm not going to put out what I'm going to school for. But I listen at the show, and so I'll be prepared to come in on this and try to act like I know what's going on. But back in the day, y'all was talking about the racing, and if you're talking about here in Austin, quite naturally, you know, I've been around here for 40 years, you know. I got 40 years experience street racing. I'm still the king on the street racing. And I want to throw out there, you know, the number one contender was Mr. Highside. Mr. Highside, we run so many different times. We ran on feet and cars, bicycles, up the hill, down the hill, Decker Lake, the track. You know how many races we ran. I think I come out on top on that. And come to find out, he wasn't only after me, Tracy. He was after you, too. He even named his goddamn car the Dog Catcher. I didn't hear the Dog Catcher. That was a contender car. And then that dog got waking up. I think, Tracy, you started really running real tough right, I think, about 82, 83. And I'll be damned if the dog come along, the Dog Catcher, and then Jimmy Brown. Don't forget old Jimmy. He was, you know, Junior Marshall's grandson. His name wasn't mentioned. Junior, he come and terrorized. He didn't have no name on his cars, but old Jimmy had that blue Nova that did quite a bit of cutting up. And then he got a little, I had that old Midnight Express. And that old thing was running good. Hell, he went and bought a blue one like that. But my hat was out to Jimmy. I want to give a little shout-out to Jimbo. We call him Jimbo in Austin. Mr. Highside. Then you got old Terry Brown. Terry Brown and Highside. Hell, they still going at it. Hell, I think they run the damn records at each other. So, you know, that was back there. Didn't nobody mention that. And then, let me see, number. And then you forgot one that had a pretty good old car. And I dog man, now I'm going to start tripping, telling my age. What's the name? You know, his daddy passed. What's his name, well, Jason?
Caldwell. You talking about
Caldwell. Caldwell. Don't forget them. They always had fast running cars. And then y'all, ladies and gentlemen, without further delay, you know, don't forget Motown and the Kid. They really, I think, Tracy, were one of the first cars that went 10 holes with a small block, if I remember back in the 80s. So don't forget them. And then they got converted over to the other side of Jordan, away from us colors, and I had to bring them back across the river. So then, don't forget they got that, they had that Firebird. And that was the first black man that I've seen run 9-0s with a small block. And the first black man that I've seen at the Nationals. So he was Atwood. That's my last name, so I had to take a little of that, take a little of that. So look here, I thought that wasn't mentioned. And then without further delay, my friend Mr. Whiteside. Now, Mr. Albert Whiteside come on the scene when I was walking around with a 25-pound of Nitrous on my shoulder at the track. That was when, you know, everybody talking about Nitrous were for pussies. And I told him, well, if I'm a pussy, well, you come get yourself. So now the Nitrous thing, you know, that was back in the day when I was running Nitrous. Tracy, you know, I was one of the first ones on the east side that had Nitrous that really worked because I was on the other side of the fence and they showed us how to do it. So the Nitrous game was with me, and that's the reason why I don't have a Nitrous car, because that's 30 years ago. They say don't go back, try to go forward. And I thought I would never run without Nitrous. Till one day I went to fooling with, remember, old bad acting Rod? I thought I had picked on him with that little old Pinto, and I had the 482 with the two carburetors on it and a Pinto bean that was jalapeno hot. He fooled around and called me out with the Pinto, and I go to the track. He told me we're going to do it for $10,000. And I fooled around, and I was standing over there. He told me, wait, we're going to make a pass. And that is when I heard my first blower call, and he was going to run me with a blower. And guess what? Hell, that's the reason why I run blowers from now on, because I felt I was out of line fooling with him. It just so happened he hurt the motor, and if we'd had that little punk out betting money, I would have won that. So therefore, that race never did. And then you remember old Rick? Old Rick, he been our street buddy all our life. You know, Rick
on the phone now. Rick is on the line now. King waiting to lock in. Rick is on there right now.
Yeah, let me give him his little old shout out. Rick was raised out in Metropolis with me. Him in Spain. Spain is one of our brothers that done checked out. Hell, they used to keep the pavement pulled up over there. And the Lamones, all them, you know, we got to put it all out there. You know what I'm saying? And then don't forget Mike Silas. Mike Silas, goddamn me, he was in my camp and got it on camp and did very well. You know, went from trying to race on the street. Don't forget old Gus. Don't forget Buck Yet. I can't see where Buck Yet at and all these goddamn Mustangs running around here, and they call him Mr. Goddamn Mustang. I ain't seeing that. You understand what I'm saying? Don't forget Pistol Packing Pete. And then don't forget, you really forgot a real true soldier, Mr. Dixon. Mr. Dixon, well, once again, got at me, and he went from goddamn me a car to his old little old noble, Warren Dixon, his son, Junior, is still driving. And he went from a goddamn me 14-second car down to a 860, you know, Nova with one carburetor. And I remember I told Mr. Dixon, I said, whenever you get that goddamn car running, I'm going to crack your goddamn ass. And look what Mr.
Hey,
Dixon told me, huh?
Hey, whenever you raise Zach, make sure you find me. This is Ricky with Show Enough. Make sure you find me next week. I want to be a part of that. Not next week, but on April 6th, I want to be a part of that. Tracy, what were you saying now?
Hey, no, not you, Rick. The other Rick. The Rick from
I know. Is he on? Is he on?
He on.
Well,
yeah,
you,
he
wait, goddamn, you wait, goddamn it. So if you ever stop me from fucking talking in the middle of my goddamn sermon, you'll be on your goddamn feet racing now.
I want to see you.
That's what I thought.
Hey, so, I want to see you.
You don't want to hear
I
want
to see you.
Well, I'll run your goddamn ass on your feet. Let me leave.
We ain't running. Hey, we ain't running no 10 feet.
I don't give. Hey, you want what I want to run? I'm asking you to race.
Exactly. So you don't get what you want.
What you mean I don't get what I want? Well, you get your ass out of my square then.
I'm gonna stay in your square.
Well, I know how to get your ass one goddamn well. You just wait till you see. Now, I'm back to talking about my people that didn't get mentioned. You get your sly ass out my conversation. You ain't going to do shit no way.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, then, Tracy, everybody know that Galen Carr is named the Bounty Hunter. Everybody know where the Bounty Hunter come from? Motherfucking nowhere but Austin, Texas. That was when we were running up there every week fucking with Galen them. Up there in Yellow Belly. Don't forget about Big Jim. Big Jim come through here and shut it down. And then guess what? Sum all this up. We done been all over the world. And guess what? Like y'all say, we can remember when Frankie Taylor was goddamn me eye-sized before he got to be a giant. But guess what? Before Frankie Taylor got to be a giant, there was no other brother that he was working on his car. Guess who it was, Tracy? Your goddamn biggest rival. Black. And that goddamn old Pontiac goddamn hotch up on one side. How could that not be mentioned? Down in Little River. Goddamn it. Go from one side of the track and goddamn me out and use both lanes and then goddamn it win by half a fender. By you, Atomic Dog, and then guess what? Holler, woo! Boy, that was a close race. Y'all gotta pay that. Ain't that a bitch? And he used both lanes. So, I'm just saying, I'm just mentioning it. But let me give one more thing about Mr. Whiteside. Mr. Whiteside was in that race. Mr. Whiteside, when I first met Mr. Whiteside, was walking around in Little River in them little tight Wrangler jeans and a cowboy hat. You know, back then, we didn't know nothing about wearing no cowboy hats and studs and boots and things, you know. So I kind of looked at that and said, man, who is that fella? Atomic Dog said, that's Mr. Alfred Whiteside. I think he was out of Corpus back then. And Mr. Whiteside been on top of his game. He's a racer. He the one that did, I ain't tell y'all that, my friend, but he the one fixed my car after I wrecked. I can't drive. So if some, hey, let me tell y'all, if a son of a bitch asks me more than 2 times to race, I'm going to hit him in his goddamn mouth the third time. I can't drive, so don't ask me to drive. All right? Now we got this thing. Look here. That's what you're supposed to tell them people. If you can't drive, be a man and say you can't drive. You ain't got no. I heard some cussing and fussing a while ago, calling them people the N-word. The N mean now, right now. If you can't drive, don't be ashamed to say I can't drive. Say, I don't want to hurt the next man. I don't want to hurt you, fool. I can't drive. And let that be the reason. Don't bother, you know. Y'all help me know this here. Stay in your lane. Don't get your ass out your lane. If you can't drive, be a man and say you can't drive. I used to try to drive, but hell, I do a little something. But, no, you got them cars going way too fast. And if I get hurt, everybody in the world will be happy if I leave the earth. So I don't want to make everybody happy at one time. So, look, Tracy, I know that, man. They say they hate me, but they really love me, man. And guess what? For all you people that really hate me, I got a little song that I used to sing. It goes real quick. All you bastards, some bitches, y'all, if you don't like me, kiss my little black ass. But, you know, I know don't nobody hate me, so I don't even get to sing that no more. But one more thing. Mr. Whiteside was the only black man I know that used to be in that at 16 field, never used no box, never used nothing, Lincoln driver, and cutting trees, and won in that event. My head is off to Mr. Whiteside, and if it helped, anybody would be the racer of the year, no help, and will help anybody, still got a shop, your car don't go straight. Hell, the reason why I could drive mine, Tracy, is because Mr. Whiteside got it going on a strain. He can help you, he tell you, and it ain't going to cost you that much before you go to him. But look here, you got to pay for what you get. And people say sometimes that he don't know this and he don't know that. I would say you lie. Because every time I drove my car, I did two things. I lined it up straight, and I went through. When I go in on the button, and I close my eyes, let the button go, and hit the parachute, and I be through. And I ain't wrecked but one time. That when I had my eyes open. Yeah. So I thank y'all for y'all time, and I see all you people that want to raise, but don't be putting that shit up on that internet talking about I don't raise but for 10 feet. Well, go run goddamn one. What's that old boy running 100 on TV? Yeah, Bo, go run Bo. Y'all want to run 100 yards and all that shit. I'm going to run for it I can, but I can do it all night, them damn 10, 15 yards. So look for that. And I'm going to have me a belt. Mr. Atomic Dog is going to get me a belt. I am the goddamn foot king on goddamn let me leave. And goddamn it, like you say, in betting, you don't have to bet that money. 10 or better, goddamn it, on the race, your ass is out. Now beat that. And guess what? I thank y'all for y'all time, and y'all did a very good job listening.
All right, Chief. You said it, man. They heard you. All right. Rick been sitting here waiting. Let's hear Rick and Rock that dude there. Rick, you out there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's going on, man?
My ass is listening.
Yeah. He ain't gave everybody down there a shout out, so it took a while, but I don't think he missed nobody, one person. He missed one person, and I'm going to bring it up because he called everybody except Kermit. So we got to give a shout out to Steve.
Oh, that's my brother, too. Hey, I got it. Oh, no, Trace, I got to say, yo, man, me and my brother, him and Mr. Highside used to get it on. Goddamn me, I was in the car with Kermit when him and Highside were running. They feuding, they racing every Sunday. And we didn't know too much, Trace. He had that old car hitched up in the back of the old 63 Plymouth. And guess what, man? I'm in there with him. He told me, don't hit the button. I'm the nitrous pusher. We running. Oh, Highside had that old Chevelle. We running, and I be damned. Soon as we left, I think Highside gave a Kermit left on him, and goddamn me, he shipped in high gear. Here come goddamn me side, and I hit the button, and goddamn, I saw grass on both sides of the road.
Yeah.
He told me, why you do that? Yeah, I told you don't hit it. To goddamn me, we get out there. I say, shit. If I hadn't hit it, hell, we wouldn't have seen him after that. But guess what? If one more, Tracy, now that you say it.
Yeah, okay. We got a 10-minute left. Rick or I can do it.
He ain't going no goddamn well. The race ain't till April the 6th. Where the fuck they going tonight?
The show cut off.
Lock the motherfucker in and let me back. God damn.
hey, Rick.
Yeah.
The butter boy, you out there? Hold on. Butter boy out there? Butter boy's on it. Can somebody get Butter on three-way? Because he's waiting on this call. And it's Nat. She had a problem trying to dial him. He can't get it. Can somebody get Butter on the phone? We got Rick on. Now Butter done fell off. Can somebody get him on the phone? Uh-oh, three-way. trying to get this race locked in.
As opposed to...
Hey, Sharon, are you trying to get him again? Somebody get him on call. I'm losing it. He fell off.
Tracy,
yeah.
Tracy, I've tried them multiple times, and I get no answer.
Okay, now, Rick, maybe somebody will get him on three-way, so.
Okay.
I know you're trying to do something with him, so. Okay, what's the next hand up?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Well, can I put mine back?
Hey, y'all be able to say Cam, and then I'm hope that dude call back. He's trying to take me. Y'all tell you gonna say.
Say, I was saying that we forgot about old Dennis Collins. You know, Dennis Collins used to call himself what was the name of that 55?
Yeah, we talked about it for Watergate. Tinkle's on here.
Watergate. Yeah, Watergate.
Tinkle's on here. You want to ask him about it?
Yeah, old Tinkle don't know nothing. Tinkle was it? Well, Tinkle wasn't that old back then, man. But the name of that car was Watergate, and that was Tinkle's brother. And I think that's where Tinkle got his racing from. Also, you know, back then, you know, me and Dennis went to school together. But you know, I used to keep Dennis under the belt too. You know, with the old Barracuda. You know, it wasn't nothing unusual. And then my goddamn old partner, Reginald Swiss, OC, used to crack old Frank D. Nim with the old goddamn Roadrunner. And, man, it was just, you know, back in the day, I hate to say it, you know, and everybody, you know this, Tracy, that was before you come on the scene. I think King was the baddest man on the planet. It ain't been too many people get around me the whole time I was racing. And Tracy, we forgot the White Brothers. You forgot Bubba Laxett. Bubba was a White Brother. He used to have the fastest, what is Bubba? Camaro, that yellow Camaro. That was where I got my start. My first car was, you remember, after my street car, the Barracuda, was the Future. I bought the motor out of Bubba's Camaro and become the Street King. And then what was Bubba's arrival? Kudurka. Kudurka.
Yeah,
Kudurka was goddamn. We can't forget them boys. Them boys was holding it down on the north side of town. It was Kudurka, and then it was Kudurka, and then one more. Oh, Tracy, you should have so bring up the Mueller boys. You know they were Quiet Storm with the shop out there, and we can't forget about Lonnie. He won the something at the Nationals, and Lonnie went big time racing, you know. And then my best friend Tracy, you know the one called Internal Revenue on me, the Indian car. What was his name?
Terry.
You know the ones that say that he comes down here with entirely too much money to be talking about betting at the track. So you can't forget about them. They was and then you remember, like I say, I heard on the show that Rick wound up with one red car, you know, and one red was, he was the baddest Camaro out there at the track.
Okay.
And then
hey, okay.
Got,
oh, yeah.
You get it?
Oh, hold on. Oh, hey. Brother boy, somebody hear me. He said he's trying to call in and ain't getting in. Hold on, King, because Ricky's on him and go call. He got like 2 minutes.
God damn it, I can get him on. I got a motherfucking multiple
call him. I'm going to give you another King calling. Because he can't get back in. Hold on. I'm going to text it. No, I got to give it to you. Hold on. He's trying to get on.
His ass better race, too.
Hold on.
Hey, Rick, I'm
going to
help get this ass for you.
All right.
Hold on a second, man. Hold on a second. Now I got to get back to his number. Say he can't get in. Hold on.
I get his ass in.
832.
All right, don't have me calling goddamn President Obama because Birdman don't like it.
Get on.
Hold on.
Hold on, Rick.
Everybody,
wait a minute. Hold on, man. We're just trying to make Action Man King just gave accolades to everybody in Austin, Texas area. For ones who don't know, he gave accolades to them, just mentioned their name. So he just wanted them to be recognized. People think it wasn't a lot of races down this way. We're going to get Rick on, man, try to get something going for April 6th. All roads lead to Texas, man. We're going to try to do it big like we did last year. A lot of actions. And just try to make things happen, go in a grudge game, try to get these lock-ins in. Hopefully some of these guys come up with some time so everybody won't wait till we out of the night to get these lock-ins. So I will be trying to call guys, trying to see if they can come to some kind of agreement or some kind of time on some of these races. So, hey, it is what it is. We don't want everybody can't be the last race of the night. And we know that. We just want to make sure we get all of them off. What we're going to work on is make sure that we have a lane for locked-in grudge races to make sure those grudge races get off in a time that matter and those guys get to the lanes where we want
Sorry,
to get in the lane.
That mailbox is
keep
full. Please call keep again later. Thank
hey,
you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Yeah,
he ain't answering the phone, man.
Wow, let me see. What can I do now? He just texted me.
Well, tell him quit texting. Goddamn it, now's the phone.
He ain't coming out. Try to call him again. He texted me. I can't switch him and call out on this thing.
Tell him I can call his ass if he was out there. Goddamn me on a ship.
Okay.
So what I'm telling people now, when I get that goddamn Camaro back ready, I had two people call me to be my mechanic. When I get that goddamn car, ain't no need of fucking ducking calls, because I come to your goddamn house.
Can you try to call him now? I texted him, told him you were going to call him. Okay, Jeff, you got that push the one button. Jeff, you got something to say? Push the one button, Jeff. We running out of time. We getting ready to lose the people that's on the internet. We're coming up on that hour, so if you're listening on the internet, appreciate it. Like to see you next week. Call in, join in on the topics. You're going to be going off the internet in about 2 minutes here. For the ones who are still on, we're going to try to get this locked-in race on. You know, I don't like to hold you too much past 9 o'clock, but I like to try to get this race on between Rick, the guy from up this way, and the Butler boys, two champion cars. They want to try to do a little something for April 6th. It's a race thing, so we want to try to let them in. Yeah.
He ain't answering. Text him and tell him he lock his ass in. That's what you do. Tell him to answer the goddamn phone. Quit playing.
If somebody on the phone at Butler Boy recognize their number, can you call him right quick and see can you get him on the phone before we go off and get him on a three-way? Maybe he don't recognize King's number, so maybe not answer. But he texted me saying he can't get in, so I know he's looking out there. He's just probably not answering the calls that yeah, he don't know the number two.
Say, Tracy, if I'm locked in on my foot for April the 6th, man, I was intended to wear my goddamn boots down there, man.
Well, you better bring your running shoes, because I don't know
I
you know something.
I'm going to run the motherfucker in my cowboy boots.
Well. The guy he put it on Facebook. I saw on Facebook the guy was laughing and said it was his money, but the guy said he definitely got to try to run you back some kind of way. I don't know if you got to run in one more yard or less or further. I don't know. That's y'all deal. So,
say, man, quit putting goddamn shit in the ball game, Tracy. I told him I'm not running no further than goddamn where I want to run, and that's all I'm going. If they can't outrun an old motherfucker like that in that short of distance, leave me the fuck alone.
I'm just telling you what the guy said. Y'all negotiate.
But he said, is, hey, when you talk to the goddamn champ, I'm the fucking champ. You don't tell me what I want to do. I tell you what we going to do. Why you think Mayweather and the other boy didn't get it on? Packer style, whatever the fucking name is.
Try it one time, King, or ain't nobody else checking. Say it's Try him one more time. I like to get out here by 9 o'clock.
But let me make sure this is the right number. 832-387-9872.
Yeah, that's the number I got, yeah. Try him again.
Okay.
Or not, we're going to get rid of to get out of here. We can't get it. We're running up on that hour, and I like to try to, you know, try to hold it down.
We ain't going to get off the phone. We talking all goddamn night tonight.
The show going to cut off. It's going to cut off, so I'm trying to rush.
Hey, you can't stay on the line? We can still stay on the line, can't we?
Well, it'll cut off. When it's like that, I don't know when it's going to cut off, so I'm just trying to get off before it won't cut off, so it won't be rude.
Give me all the motherfucking numbers, and I can keep us on all night.
Jeff, your mic is open.
What's going on, Sonic Dog?
What up, Jeff? What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. How you doing today, man? How you doing, Miss Sharon?
I'm all right,
man. We just making it.
Yeah, sound like y'all doing pretty good down there, man. Just dodging these raindrops up this way, man. That's about it, man. Just listen to the show.
Yeah, we're just trying to make the magnet face for six, man. A lot of guys trying to do something, so we're just trying to see if
goddamn,
we can't keep
it. Goddamn, he is. He is. Hey, look here, man.
By the goddamn time.
Hey, you've been wanted in 19 different goddamn states.
Well, hell, I can be warned in 52 states. It don't make me no goddamn difference. I ain't going no goddamn well.
He gonna put foot in your ass on the six.
Guess what? I'm gonna put 2 foots in his ass. Not one, 2 foot. So I'm gonna follow busting my. I'm gonna bust my ass. So I'm gonna kick him with 2 foot in his ass.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, you want to do something on the six? You ain't coming down here with no car fast as traces, is it? Because I don't know nothing about you.
I ain't coming no car fast as traces, but I run Tracy too. Shit, I ain't scared to lose.
Oh, goddamn. Say, Rick, you son of a bitch. You kick one ass at a time.
Nah, I'm not as fast as Tracy. But, you know, I want to go out there and, you know, run a little bit, have some fun, you know.
Hey, you just say you were going to kick ass with 2 feet, and now you don't even want to raise your goddamn feet up.
You there?
Bubba. Kenny, you didn't cut him off, did you?
What the fuck did you got? That prime.
No, I got this.
You back on, goddamn.
I got this team over shit. I got this team over shit.
Well, sit your ass still, and that's what you're going to do. On the lights, you're going to put a red light.
Say, Rick.
Yeah.
I say,
yeah.
I don't know nothing about you, man. So you got some shit down there. You got some shit down there in Austin, like a Tommy Dog got. I ain't going to be able to fuck with you because I don't know nothing about you.
No, I think I seen your car down there in Dallas. I think it's
a fair race. I know you did. That's why you answered the goddamn phone, because last week we kept trying to call you. You ain't answer. You weren't going to answer until you see it run.
No, I didn't go to that. I didn't go to that one. I went to the one when y'all went to the one in November.
He was in Dallas when you were there, brother. Y'all both was in Dallas.
He raced for us. Oh, he was in Dallas?
Yeah, he was in Dallas when you were there.
What goddamn difference does it make?
King Arthur, don't you start no goddamn dog King bullshit.
Hey,
don't you start no dog King bullshit.
Hey, Tracy, what we gonna do? All these motherfuckers skinned in gay. We're gonna buy pink skirts. Put them all on the one side.
You already wearing goddamn pink skirts and pom poms. You already got yourself pink skirts and pom poms.
But know.
Rick,
I can
get yeah.
one for a motherfucker like you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on, Rick.
Hey, Rick, so what you working with, man? Tell me what you working with. I don't got to know how many kids and all that bullshit, but you know, if you're a 5-0 ball spacing and all that, I ain't going to fuck with you. I'm telling you that now.
What is that?
What was that again?
I said, if you want them big old gorilla motors like your buddy down there, tell me, dog, they ain't going to be able to fuck with you.
No, I ain't
got no gorilla motor.
Ain't no 5-inch.
He's got a 3-inch motor.
I run, you know, single carburetor, just like, basically like what you're running.
Well, hell, we gonna do it then. If you got a single carburetor on that motherfucker, I'm going to try it. If you got a single carburetor on there, I ain't bagging up.
Okay.
Lock his ass in right now, Rick. Lock his ass in.
If you got a goddamn single carburetor, I'm going to try his ass.
Well, put something on it, goddamn it. Lock in something, Rick.
So you want to lock in?
It don't matter, you know. I mean, I'll be there.
I'll be there too. We damn sure can do it. And the King Arthur, me and you going to lock in. Me and you finna lock in right goddamn now.
Me and you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Put 5 on goddamn 25 on your feet. Give me the move and goddamn
I'm a big old boy, man. I can't do no goddamn running.
You'd be surprised. Let me fire that pistol at your ass. I bet you run.
Yeah, I might run like Carl Lewis from your ass, dude.
Don't tell me. Look here. Me and a colored boy was standing up, and I told him I was Jangles, and we was over there on the wrong side of town, and that motherfucker say, bow, bow, bow. Shit. I said, goddamn, I look back to tell him to come on while he was gone. So don't tell me that no big boy can run.
Rick, we'll do something on the fix. Lock him in. We'll do something on the fix.
Yeah, lock him in.
Yeah, we'll
do something.
We'll
do something on the fix.
I'll give me
in
for $200,
Rick. So y'all,
if you don't show up, get your gas money.
Oh, it don't matter. I'm damn sure showing up. I live in Houston. I ain't running from nobody.
What the fuck you talking about? If I get enough goddamn posse, we'll run all you motherfuckers out of Houston that goddamn ain't real race.
Man, let me tell you something. Houston's so goddamn big, we can just put Austin just around East Mount Houston and swallow your ass with Houston all around like a donut.
You might can do that, but you better not bring your ass to the square.
For real. We damn sure gonna be there on the 6th.
I'm ready.
Lock in 200, 400, 500. I don't care.
You know you ain't got that much money on Wednesdays.
Oh yeah, I got enough. I'll sell a couple of motherfucking 18-wheelers if I have to, but I bet you I got enough to get there.
Put some gold on that son of a bitch on all of them, and I come in and look good. I buy them.
Well, I got enough LED lights in that motherfucker that are blind from here to Austin. You'll just be glad just to sit in the passenger seat.
Rick, turn every goddamn light on his ass off.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Oh, no, I thought Tracy hollered at me.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to see, man. Y'all coming to some kind of terms or some kind of lockup money or what y'all side on?
We can do 2 on 500. You can lock in 2 on 500.
Butler, how's it with you? Butler. Hey, Butler.
Hold on. Let me see if that motherfucker hung up. Let me get him again. Hold on.
Yeah, y'all can just kind of get some kind of agreement, try to get some kind of time. I mean,
sorry,
I'll be working.
That mailbox is full. Please call again later.
Phone. I told you, get
Thank
him
you for using
phone.
T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Let me call him back again. You know I'm at his ass. There he comes. Here he comes.
You hanging me up on pops.
I ain't hanging your ass up. I told you to be a deal.
You must got one of goddamn track phones or something.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Look, Rick.
You must got one of them German phones.
Only way you're going to get him, Rick, and put him in there like goddamn you a bull rider because he goddamn keep moving.
He must got one of them goddamn $19.99 a month government phone. He cutting me off on purpose.
No, hey, you know, I try to talk to you big people, and my phone really don't talk to them big people like you.
hey, Rick, you better go and tell him what you say, because he didn't want to go, Rick, and see if he agree on it, you know.
Yeah, we locked in 2 and 500, and I don't know what time.
Oh, well, that's fine. Shit, it don't matter. If it's getting cold, hell, it don't get dark here now till hell 8:30. So shit, eight o'clock fine. It don't get dark till 8:30. So shit, it should be pretty good weather. We'll do it by 8 o'clock.
Okay. So you bring on 205, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
8 o'clock in the lane, ready to go.
We'll get the pot up a little bit when we get there.
Yeah, cause we gonna put your ass in there.
By the time I get about a thousand of King Arthur money and a few more people, shit, I'd be sitting pretty good for the rest of the night.
Why fuck around with 1,000? Get your 10.
Y'all just got two on five about 8 o'clock.
Well, it's gonna end up being more money than that. But whatever he feels comfortable
with, is fine with me. Rick say boo.
I mean, I'm quite sure there's gonna be a whole lot of Austin boys there supporting you. Atomic Dog that's gonna be with him, so he'll get up. We ain't got to worry about that.
Okay, so it's 205 by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a bet. That's a bet. Yeah. 8 mile
right.
Pro tree.
Hey.
Okay.
We're going to flip a lane for the race.
What?
Yeah, we'll flip for the lane.
Yeah. We can do that.
Okay. Okay, flip a lane for the race. Okay.
Hey, Rick. Do you want to kick his ass just one time or two times? Well, if you happen to crack his ass, will you run him again?
He might as well.
Hey, Rick, because I ain't like what he said. Because he told me he's going to kick your ass two times. Well, he'd have to run you two times to kick your ass two times. See, that's that bullshit they be saying in Houston on the slick shit.
No, we just letting him know when we kick his ass one time, he might come back and eat the back tires. We're going to kick his ass again. We like to give action back. We ain't like you, King Arthur. You come down here, win a little money on foot, then you want to run your ass on back to the eyes. But I'm going to give him two kicking ass whoopings.
Watch it.
You're a goddamn liar. I was the last one leaving. I'm the last motherfucker to leave the track. Hey, didn't you hear me at the track? Everybody heard me, right?
Yeah, everybody heard you.
Well, goddamn, Harvey had me to drive way down there, and I never seen him the whole time I was there. Do you think he seen or heard me?
He might have seen or heard. He might have had something else going on.
Is what you better do when I'm in town. Find your ass something else to do.
Come on down here on the 6, goddammit, so you can go ahead on and get your tennis shoes
tennis shoe ass whooping.
Hey, look here. What the fuck you talking about? I ain't coming on the 6th. I'm coming on the 3rd and stay through the 6th.
There you go. There you go. Let me see. We have a motherfucker out there with flip-flops on the 3rd, B. Sanders on the 2nd, and barefooted on the goddamn 6th for your ass. He ain't going to need no tennis shoes. He ain't going to need no tennis shoes.
Hey,
hey,
why you got to say this? Why you got to say you going to have all of them? Why can't it be
They're going to be ready. Because I need the back tires and buy 10 car lengths. By 10 car lengths.
For what?
Oh, we only going to run by 30 foot.
Well, guess what?
I need 15 feet head start.
Well, you say you're a goddamn big boy. Hell, that ought to be a good race.
It'll be goddamn. You about 125, 30 pounds.
I'll put some weight in my pocket.
Pack a ton of dollars on your back. I know your ass going to blow the tires right off the head.
That's right.
Baby, you got a little fat.
Trey, yeah, put a tummy dog on his back. He'll blow the tires right off the trans brake.
Hey, Tracy, I'm going to tell me, hey, I want y'all to bring some goddamn dumbbells. I'm going to put on 100 pounds of weight, and we're going to run.
Shit, I might just do that.
You goddamn right we can do that.
But, man, look, I got to get off here. I got to get ready to put a hand flipping on a few people, so let me go in this goddamn garage. This motherfucking blue frame Camaro in there growling. Let me go in there and talk to her right quick. Get her ass pepped up.
Hey, let me talk to him for you.
I don't need you to talk to him. You want the most slick jokers. You want to go in my garage and rub all on it and kiss all on it, and she ain't gonna be no more good.
She ain't gonna be no more good. Hey, look here. I ain't going to say but 3 words. Your ass is out. And come on up out of there.
Tell her that when you get here.
All right.
Tell her that when you get here.
All right.
All right, Rick, man. I appreciate the good sportsmanship, man. I'll see you down here on the 6th.
Okay, man. Be cool.
All right, man.
All right, tell me, dog.
Okay.
Hey, you forgot to get it. God damn, if he outrun you, you know y'all married. You're supposed to tell him that.
Okay, well, shit, he know he got to give me action back the same night. I'm going to give him action back. We can act all night long. I don't give a damn.
Rick, I know I'll be cracking your ass the first time. You ain't going to want no more. All the bet is going to be daylight.
be daylight on who?
It's going to be daylight on that race. That's what I said.
You saying he going to gap me?
He going to gap you, but it's going to be daylight.
Well, goddamn it, let's put them. How much? Bet 500.
Bet your 500.
Bet 500 he don't gap me.
Hey, Tracy, I'm going to bring you 500 over there, but we betting him 500. That's a bet. It's going to be daylight.
When we get to the goddamn track, Tracy, we going to goddamn it lock in 500.
We don't even. Hey, we can do it now. We can lock your 500 in right now. We ain't gotta wait.
I bet you 500 is locked.
Say, man, look here now. We're gonna come back to this goddamn show because everybody listening at you. We betting your motherfucking 500, and don't forget it. And guess what? Don't be hollering when you get to the goddamn track. You didn't bet your 500. He gone again, Tracy.
No, there we go. Hello, you there? Hold on. You there?
I've been here. I'm the one calling you. Hey, Rick, did you hear what I said? Atomic Dog, you there?
Yeah, I heard what you said.
Well, goddamn it. Tell him, goddamn it. You better goddamn me tell him. Goddamn me. Listen to the show. Listen to the steps. And goddamn me, shut up with them loose ass lips.
Brother boy, did you hear what he said? Brother boy, you hear what he said? And he must have moved around the phone. I heard what you said.
Hold on, let me get him back on here again. Hold on. Yeah, it's cold.
Well, it's been a night, so when he get this on here, we're gonna get out of here, so.
Hey, you ain't got goddamn phone up one more time. I'm cutting
his phone hot, man. His phone hot. It's been on for 3 hours straight. It's just hot.
Ain't that bitch? Quit buying him on rubber ass phones.
Hey, brother. He fell again. His phone won't be cutting off or something.
That motherfucker gone again. Hold on. We need to get an understanding on that, Tracy.
I know what you're thinking.
I don't know
what you know. Hold on. It looks like his phone cutting off, so. All right,
Tracy, I'm about to get off.
Okay, yeah, man, we're going to get out of here. It's running. I just hate for it to cut right off without going through the end of this deal, but see if it come on one more time so I can tell him.
Hey, man. You on here? Butler. I'm going to tell that motherfucker go put it in the ice box.
Yeah. All right, well, he ain't going to get back on, man. We gonna get ready to get out of here, King. We'll get that straight with him because I don't know. He's running his mouth, but he ain't really doing a lot of listening. So, and his phone cut off. It ain't going to go on.
Some damn water about a week ago. Maybe it's showing his ass tonight.
Hey, man, don't put
that
motherfucker in the
icebox. No, I put a bag of rice, goddamn it. He went to start back working.
Brother.
Yeah. What you were saying, Atomic Dog?
Did you understand the Lockie and the King said? Did you understand what he said?
Yeah, well, I don't want to lock him. I just had to think about that shit, what he said. I just remember what he said. I can't lock in with his goddamn slick ass.
You better watch me, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I got to watch you because I'm racing in the daylight.
Hey.
I'm racing in the daylight, goddamn it. I ain't going to be too crazy.
Hey, you goddamn right. I told you it's going to be daylight. Hey, but that ain't all. I'm going to get your ass another way. You just wait.
No, look. Unless you pull up with a car, I ain't got nothing for you.
Yeah, you do.
I'm gonna say when I raise you, when I gamble with you, I'm gonna say long the tree come down with both of us in front of it at the same time. That's how we gonna get our money on.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What if I give you the hit?
No, you gonna have to have. Yoke a car with you in it and me in it. We got to be right in front of that tree and them staging beams at the same time.
Wait a minute, Butler. I just told the people, goddamn it, you need to listen at this show. I told I do not race cars. I'm a car owner.
Oh. Look, well, hell, just bring one. Long as it ain't that badass black one, just bring one with you.
Hey. I ain't gonna bring shit but these two goddamn patent turners.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I run my crew run off and say that every race we go to is too many colors and they don't like us no more and they don't want to go to the race no more.
Oh, here, it'll be all right there. Yeah. Back, they say once you go to the colors, hell, you be back.
Well, I guess you're right, cause I'm gonna have to wait till they come back. Hell, I don't even know how to hook the truck. Hey, I don't even know how to hook the goddamn trailer up. Hell, I went out there and hooked the Hummer on the back of the trailer, and they told me, no, you put the other Hummer in the front of the trailer.
Oh, God, dog.
I was gonna pull the motherfucker backwards, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, shit, we'll see. Are we still on the show? The show's still going?
Yeah,
we're going
to get out of here, man. I'm going to get ready to get out of here because I'm going to cut off.
You're on the Network, goddammit.
That's what I'm talking about. I knew you had the biggest network out of everybody dying here.
You goddamn right I got it. And guess what? You want to talk to your president?
No, I don't want to talk to him right now. I want to talk to Michelle.
Well, see, you want to start some shit. You make Obama start some shit. Oh, and
somebody
get him impeached. Hell no.
All right, man. Well, shit, I'm going to get on off this phone because I'm about to go dead.
Yeah, it's got him out. So
now it's going to go dead. It was hot.
Yeah.
Now it's going to go dead. Rick's going to tear your ass off the bone. Watch.
So just get your ass here so we can get.
All right, man, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Look on this, probably going to blink off in a minute. So, hey, man, appreciate everybody tuning in. Hey, all the action, making action for April 6th in Houston Motorsports Park. All roads lead to Texas. Should be a good one. Hey, stay tuned, man. Until then, man, see y'all next Tuesday, same time, same place for the Grill Jeep Atomic Dog Talk Show. Hey, good night, everybody.
Later.
Hey, Jay.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.